is Divrei Torah Shvili Nishmas Dani Nachman Daniel Ben Ari Tzvi, whose first yahrzeit closes with this Ben Hashmashos, and Lili Nishmas Scheindel Reisel by Yitzchak, whose yahrzeit opens with this Ben Hashmashos. Speaking of opening and closing, the close of Chumash Vayikra is this week's laning, Parshas Bechukosai. And the closing psukim, most of Bechukosai, is Brachas and Klalas. I apologize for the poor quality of my voice. I hope you can hear me. If only it was on. Chumash Vayikra ends, Eila mitzvah shetiva Hashem es Moshe el bnei Yisrael b'har Sinai. The very last pasuk is a true summation to the sefer. Eila ha-mitzvos, looking back, reprising this entire sefer has been mitzvahs that Kadosh Baruch Hu taught to Moshe bnei har Sinai. One of the Eila ha-mitzvos psukim that Gemara Megillah points to as expressing the uniqueness of the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the fact that Torah, permanent mitzvahs, can only be transmitted from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us he did not intend to ever redo that revelation with any subsequent Navi. That's clearly a very significant natural closing pasuk. I want to take a brief look, though, at the preceding pasuk, the second to last pasuk, last pasuk of content, the last pasuk of mitzvahs in Chumash Yikra. It seems like a detail. Torah speaking about various types of karbanos, particularly maaser. You're going to pick an animal to be maaser, a korban, to cover the other nine. And Torah says, don't try to outsmart the system. Whatever it comes up as a korban, that's what comes up as a korban, whether it's a nicer animal, a less attractive animal. And don't, once you have an animal that's chosen as a carbon, a Jew cannot perform tamura. A Jew cannot say, well, I'll swap this animal in place of the other animal. That's forbidden. It doesn't matter. I can neither upgrade nor downgrade. I can't, if I put aside a really nice animal to carbon, I can't say, well, let me swap it for something I can't afford, swap it for something less expensive, nor can I decide to upgrade. I put aside an animal, but I have a nicer one, I'll swap that in for a nicer one. You can't do that. If you do, if I do violate the Avera of Temura, and I do seek to swap animal number two for animal number one, the outcome is they're both Kodesh. The second one becomes Kodesh, but I don't get the first one back. So the Rambam says, what's this all about, and why is that the case? Can't upgrade, can't downgrade. And if you do, the second one gets stuck, the first one doesn't emerge. So the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchas Temura that this is actually what Torah really wants is that we should not downgrade our karbanos. The Jews set aside a beautiful animal, beautiful donation. He made a significant pledge, and then the next day he rethinks it. That was really too big a donation. Let me give a smaller animal instead. So that's fundamentally wrong. For me to downgrade the pledge that I gave, that I made, I pledged to give a beautiful animal, it's wrong for me to downgrade that. The Rambam says that's the real core issa. To upgrade is beautiful. Right? For those who are involved in running a fundraising campaign of some sort or another, so if someone wants to up their donation, that's something we always accept. Except here, when it's item, but if it's dollar, I want to up the number of dollars, the number of shekel, that's great. If I want to swap out one item for another item, that's wrong because, the Rambam says, once we allow you to swap for an upgrade, once that door is open, so who's to say what's an upgrade, what's a downgrade? Oh, okay. Maybe this animal is better, maybe that animal is better. And it opens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was aware that the desire to hold on to our money is something that speaks to us very deeply. And once you allow any type of swap, sooner or later people are going to start downgrading. What the Rambam essentially is saying is that the Torah forbade upgrading a carbon because of the fear of downgrading a carbon. What's fascinating is that sounds a lot like, that's a very familiar phenomenon in halacha. I can't do this, I may come to do that. What's shocking is this is a pasuk in Chumash. We're used to, you have one Yisur, and it's Yisur Daraisa, and then the Chazal will create new Yisur and Rabbanan to protect the Yisur Daraisa. What's fascinating here is this is actually an example of a Siyag Daraisa, where the Torah itself says you can't do this because you may come to that. That's what the Yosef Engel writes about in his Sefer Lakach Tov. He has an essay where he says many people under the misconception that siyagim, that gezeros, are an entirely drabbanan phenomenon. He says, let me demonstrate that that's incorrect. He proceeds to give 15 or so examples of siyagim daraisa, and this is one of them. An explicit pasuk in Chumash that a Jew cannot upgrade a carbon because if you allow it to upgrade, you may end up downgrading as well. And the Avos Rabbi Nassan actually says, and the Avos Rabbi Nassan is an expansion on Pirkei Avos from the Tanaim. When the Tanaim say at the very beginning of Pirkei Avos, the first set of teachings was that of Anshei Knesset Gdola. They had three main principles, one of which was Asu Siyag Torah. This idea of making a Chazal, making a Gzeir Drabanan. So the Avos Rabbi Nassan in the second parak expands on this and points out at length this idea that it makes a whole lot of sense that Chazal would make Gzeiros Rabbanim because the Torah itself makes Gzeiros Rabbanim. And the Avos Rabbi Nassan goes on to give a number of examples. The Torah forbids inappropriate physical contact in a situation where relations are forbidden. So if there's Yisrael Rayos, the Torah says even Kiruv Basa is Asar, Exeria may come to something worse. The Torah says that Nazir can't drink wine. That we understand. Why can't he eat grapes? Why can't I eat grape skins? No one ever got high in grape juice. The answer is, if you allow a Nazir to have any grape products, or he may come to drink wine, the Torah itself makes Xeris Rabbanan, and that becomes a model. Torah occasionally makes Xeris Rabbanan, and that becomes a model for the far more common phenomenon of Chazal creating thousands of Xeris Rabbanan. And we'll close with this. This is practical. This is not only fascinating to see so the way that not only specific drabbanans are patterned after deraisas, but the whole structure of deem drabbanan is patterned after, modeled after, concept of the re-existent level of deraisa. It's relevant for us as well. Because the Mesil Sisham writes, look, Chazal made many gzeres drabbanan, but there was a limit. Chazal were authorized and obligated to make gzeres drabbanan in ways that would significantly protect the Din Daraisa in a broad-based fashion. If by instituting this Din Drabanan, they'll enable many more Jews to keep the Daraisas properly, then they're obligated to institute that Din Drabanan. So Chazal made Drabanans that speak to many people, but each person is an individual. We each have our own strengths and weaknesses. So Chazal weren't going to make Gzeiros Drabanan targeting you or me or him or her. Chazal made Gzeiros Drabanan for the masses. Mesil Sharm says, but every Jew needs to go the last mile. Every Jew needs to then look in the mirror and say, Chazal made the Gzeres Rabban that speak to things that speak to everyone. But I'm an individual, and I have my own strengths, and I have my own weaknesses. I know what are my temptations. I know what my weak spots are. And the Mesil Sharm says, every Jew needs to make his own Gzeres as well. Every Jew needs to carve out time, midday pam, to look in the mirror, to take stock, what I'm being successful at, what needs fixing, what needs reinforcement, and to put into place the gzeros for myself that will help me grow to the next step.